Welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and we're going to get right into it today. Did you know that every 80 seconds, a woman dies from cardiovascular disease? Today, I was in a room full of vibrant and powerful women at the Circle of Red Luncheon for the American Heart Association, and watching one third of the room stand up to represent those odds, it hit different because now I'm a grandma, now I'm a Didi. And it's not just a statistic, it's not just a number anymore. It felt very real to have that happen. It's personal. It's urgent. And today was powerful. I really was. I went with my daughter, my grandson in tow. He's the cutest human on the earth, in my opinion. On behalf of my divas and the women all together who rallied, and we raised $1,000, which got us in that door and at that table to support that event. And that alone made me pretty emotional, just kind of seeing how those women show up for something that's bigger than themselves. And then they took us and marched us to the front of the room, the people that had raised at least $1,000 to become part of the Circle of Red. And when we sat at the table, and they asked the women to stand up, it's like one out of every three. So if you look at, if you're with three people right now, one of you will die of cardiovascular disease if that statistic holds true. And if you think about someone dying every 80 seconds, it's people that are like you and me. I just couldn't unsee it. It was very powerful because those women were moms, grandmas, coaches, caregivers, business professionals like crazy there, doctors, lawyers, cardiologists were there. And they weren't sick. They weren't frail. They were just like everyday women. And one of the survivor stories that was told, she was a nurse and she was on staff working when she had a heart attack, which was probably lucky for her, but at the same time, it's just eye-opening. She had no idea because it doesn't look like a heart attack scene like it does on TV. You know what I mean? It's for women in particular, it's silent. It's creeping. It's things that you've been like, that's new, and you ignore it, right? Because we walk around with joint pain all the time. We walk around with all these new things happening. But at the same time, it's completely preventable if we're paying attention. So let me be clear. I coach women over 40 who want to lose weight. I do. But I don't coach them to obsess over the scale. And that's part of what I wanted to talk about today. That's what really made me think about this, because I thought, how many of these women obsess over the scale? Because it's just kind of drilled into us. Weight loss on the scale is only one small piece of the story. It really is. And what we really need to be looking at is fat, especially specifically visceral fat. That is the thick fat that wraps around your organs. That is the thick fat that starts to infiltrate the rest of your systems. It's the dangerous kind. It's the kind that increases your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, it's because you have visceral fat. It raises your cholesterol. If you have high cholesterol, it's because you have visceral fat. It messes with your blood sugar. If you have type 2 diabetes, you likely have visceral fat. It makes your heart work a lot harder than it should. So you could be 150 pounds and still have visceral fat, or you could be 180 pounds with strong muscle, low inflammation, and a super healthy heart. That's why I always say the scale doesn't know if you're healthy. It just knows about gravity. It's a form of measurement. It's not the only form of measurement. We do measurements, circumference measurements. We do photos. We do body fat analysis. What I care about is, how are you moving? Where are your habits? Those pillars of habits that we have as divas. We make sure that we are drinking 96 to 128 ounces of water every single day. We are getting between 8 to 10,000 steps every single day. We are making sure that we are eating all of our food and getting all of our macros. And those, in addition to three strength training workouts a week minimum, those are the key components of what a diva does and who a diva is, right? So how are you moving? How are you eating? The big one is, what's your stress like? And how much muscle are you preserving and fighting for? So I want to tell you about Kathy G. Kathy G has been in my program for She's probably a lifer at this point, to be honest with you. She just likes having a coach. I am that way too. I pay for a coach because I like having a coach. But Kathy G has been with me for 18 months, I would say. And she came to me already fit. She is what I would coin as somebody who is skinny fat. She had visceral fat, especially in her belly. That stubborn, stubborn belly fat, because she didn't know how to eat for this season. She was starving herself. She was trying to stay somewhere around 1,500 calories. Kathy is 5'8". And we dialed in her nutrition and we shifted her workouts so that she could lose fat and keep muscle. She was doing a lot of group fitness, and group fitness is designed to be a specific amount of time. It's not designed, it's a cookie cutter way to work out. She needed something that was pretty specific to put muscle on her frame and help her. It's not just weight loss. She dropped 12 pounds, woohoo, but she lost 19 inches. And, if you have a chance to go to my social media, you'll see Kathy G on there. She's one of my badass grandmas. I feature her often because she's 58. She's not super young. She's not old by any stretch of the imagination. But if she can do it at 58, so can you. Does that make sense? So that 19 inches was that stubborn fat around her belly specifically. And you can completely see that in her before and after, because that's what health looks like. She feels like a completely different person. Where she felt like she was really fit, she is really fit now. When she turns around and flexes, you're like, that's what I want to look like when I grow up, right? So the health is what protects your heart so that you don't become 1 in 3, so that you're not part of the 80 seconds. You can do right now 5 things for your heart, okay? So I want to make this practical. Because knowledge is great, but action is what changes things. So the 5 things you can start doing today to lower your heart disease, your heart risk disease, and start burning dangerous fat the right way, which let me just side note this. Visceral fat is like a candle. When you light a candle, you have a candle, let's say it's like yay big, right? I'm showing, you know, for the ones listening, I'm showing about maybe 6 inches of space of a candle, right? It's going to burn slow. So you're going to have the top of the candle start to melt. And then you burn that candle and burn that candle. You could keep it burning. And maybe after a couple of days, the candle is completely burned down. That is exactly how visceral fat burns. It's like a candle. Stored fat is just energy stored in your body that your body needs to have the opportunity to burn, which it cannot if it feels it's in a constant state of famine. So keep that in mind. You have to consume food. You have to eat food in order for the body to feel safe and to burn fat. So, but these 5 things are really important, okay? I want you to write these down. I want you to know your numbers because most women don't know what their blood pressure is or their cholesterol is until it's too late. So schedule the checkup. I did 18 months of really scary doctor's appointments. And to this day, these are the things that I make sure I always know. Ask about your A1C. I get it tested every 6 months. Not that I ever had any problems with it. I really didn't have any problems with it. But when you have visceral fat, guess what's an issue? The A1C. And then I also get tested for inflammatory markers. I may actually put what I get tested for in the show notes. So look for that in the show notes so that you can get it all, because it's a bunch of different stuff that would make no sense on a podcast per se. But if you can copy and paste it, that's way better, right? Way more better. Knowledge is power. I get mine checked. I get mine checked every 6 months. I do, because not because I'm scared, because I'm invested in staying here. So in fact, my 49-year-old doctor appointment is the end of this month when I turn 49. So there we go. The other thing that you have to do is, you know your numbers, but we also eat to fuel, not to starve. I mentioned that once, but I want to mention it again, because undereating is killing women. It's killing you. I had a woman message me today. She's in her 60s, and she's like, my scale went up a pound, and now it's back down, and so I'm going to go back to eating the way I was, which was 1,300 calories. I know it sounds dramatic, but it's killing her. Her body is dying. She has no muscle left on her body. She's very weak through her body because she hasn't been eating. So when you don't eat enough, you slow your metabolism. When you slow your metabolism, additionally, you lose muscle. As you lose muscle, you slow your metabolism even more. And then your stress hormones start to increase like cortisol, because now your body thinks it's in a famine. And so it fights for that. So cortisol is going to tell you to store body fat, especially around your belly. And so that comes from, definitely starving yourself. So eat protein, eat fiber, eat healthy fats. Go to TDEEcalculator.net and learn how many calories you should be eating. And never ever put yourself as sedentary unless you sleep all day long. Your body, like, it deserves to thrive. Your body deserves to feel good. It does. So we check our numbers and we eat to fuel, not to starve. Otherwise, you'll continue to put on weight. Ask me how I know. The third thing is we lift weights. And when I say that pretty casually, because lifting weights, you immediately picture some muscly woman in the gym. It's very hard to get that, okay? It is very hard to become overly muscular. You have to supplement with a ton of testosterone. You have to eat 300, 400 grams of protein. I can barely get women to eat 100 grams of protein, right? Muscle is not about looking toned altogether, though. I want to say that. When you see somebody toned, it's because they have muscle, okay? But muscle is protective. Let me say that again. Muscle is protective. It improves insulin sensitivity, prevents insulin resistance. It reduces inflammation, and it literally adds years to your life and helps you live longer. So you want it on your body. Your body has been stealing from it to keep you alive. Grab some dumbbells. You need to start small, but you need to start, okay? At least 3 strength training workouts a week. Write this down. This is what I always tell my people when they need just a simple plan, okay? Monday, you're going to do chest and triceps and shoulders. On Wednesday, you're going to do a lower body workout. And on Friday, you're going to do back and biceps. And then if you want to add some core work on Saturday, great. And then you want to add 6,000 steps, 6 to 10,000 steps, 96 to 128 ounces of water. And then make sure you go to TDEEcalculator.net so you know how many calories you should be eating to be able to thrive and lose weight, because that's how you sustain for life. You cannot diet. Dieting is toxic and it's killing you. So I want to say that strong isn't a look, it's a lifesaver. And I want you to keep that in your head. That's the one thing that could save your life, is getting strong. So why would you not? It's easy and it's controllable and it's doable. You don't have to be crazy about it. You just have to be consistent. You can be adaptable, messy, and consistent all at the same time. Just figure out how to work it into your world. Keep it really simple. It's not a ton of work. It's just consistent work. Remember that slow progress is still progress. Remember that. It's moving you forward. So getting strong is our third thing. The next thing that we need to do is walk daily. I've mentioned it, but we're going to mention it again. If lifting feels like too much right now, that's okay. Start with your steps. Know that you're going to need to lift. I'm not going to lie to you. Walking is not going to build muscle on you. It's not. But aim for 8,000 steps a day. In the countries where walking is just part of life, people just live longer. And it adds years to your life to walk 6,000+ steps a day. It adds almost 10 more years, I think is the statistic that I read, if you walk 8,000+ steps every single day. And so walking's going to lower your blood pressure. Walking's going to improve your mood. It's going to support fat loss in a sustainable way. And it's free. You can fall out your back door and go for a walk. It's effective, and it's honestly one of the best gifts that you can give your heart. If you're listening to this and you've had a heart attack, what's the first thing that they tell you to do? Freaking go for a walk every day, because it's so good for you. It's going to help your body keep consistent fat burning, but it's going to help you with stress. It's going to help you with all those other factors that are building that visceral fat up. So walk every single day. Aim for 8,000 steps. If you can only start at 3, then build it up to 4, then build it up to 5. You see the pattern there. It's going to go up to 8. And then let's readdress the managing your stress. We've talked about making sure that we know our numbers. We've talked about eating to fuel, not to starve. We've talked about adding muscle by lifting weights. We've talked about how many steps to do by walking daily. But managing your stress, chronic stress is just as harmful as smoking. You might as well go smoke some ciggies if you're going to keep yourself in a constant state of stress. It inflames your arteries. it messes with your hormones and it keeps you stuck in survival mode. So now your body is still like, we're just trying to survive. And we need to get you out of that mode. So breathe. Do what you need to do. Breathe. Journal. Meditate. Cry if you need to. I've cried in my car more times than I care to admit. I think sometimes people have driven beside me like, she should not be driving. Sometimes you just need to cry. Don't ignore it and don't try to carry it all by yourself. It's really important that you know that there are people that surround you that can help you, okay? So I want to make sure that that you know that this episode is not about fear. It's about power. It really is. The power to change, the power to protect yourself, the power to live long and loud and be present, be here. As your coach, and now Aditi, I want you to live long enough to see grandbabies. I feel like my heart is so much bigger and fuller than it used to be because I get the privilege and the opportunity to be Aditi. And so I want that for you too. I want you to have that opportunity. I want you to be able to dance with your friends without worrying about it, that you're going to get too tired, that you're going to be too tired. I want you to enjoy your life with energy, with confidence. I put on this outfit today for this luncheon and I don't have it on right now, but it was like an asymmetrical pants outfit. And I was like, gosh, I feel sexy in this. You know, I felt good. And that's what I want for you. Because if you've seen my photo, you know I'm a curvy girl. And I love my curves, but I definitely have good numbers. I stay healthy because my food is on point and I take really, really good care of myself. And that's what I want for you too. I want you to feel sexy, strong, and confident every single day of your life. And if you don't know where to start, let me help you. I've got 3 more openings left for coaching positions. This is the month of April in 2025. I probably have more, if you're listening to this at a different time, coming up and opening up because I work with clients all the time. But just message me the word ready. On Instagram, you can find me as Donya Powers EC. On TikTok, you can find me as Donya Powers EC. Or you can just find me as Donya Powers on Facebook. And I will send you a link to book into a free call so that we can at least talk about what your goals are. We can hash it out and I can share some tips and tricks that are really helping my clients on a strategy call. That's just for you. So you don't need another Pinterest meal plan. How many of you do that? I do. So I'm definitely guilty of that. My Pinterest is forever long. You need a simple, sustainable program. You need something simple, sustainable, and structured that's going to help you lose fat, gain strength, and protect your future. That's what I want for you. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.